There are lots of facts and figures in the final report of the State Department on the United States Pavilion at the Seville Expo that opened in Spain on April 20th, 1992. The theme of the U.S. Pavilion was life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. It was campus style, with multiple buildings and large outdoor courtyards. Buildings included two geodesic domes. One of them housed the 600-seat World Song Theater, and the other housed an exhibit on the U.S. Bill of Rights. Also on the pavilion grounds were a Walk Through American Spirit Home, a performance stage dressing room structure, an exhibit of experimental automobiles, and an outdoor sports court. There were two high murals as well by artist Peter Max. The performing arts stage was located at the center of the pavilion grounds, and it drew large crowds of visitors. Programs included classical music, country and western, bluegrass fiddling, clog dancing, square dancing, break dancing, and much more from all geographic regions of the U.S. by both professional and community groups. The U.S. Pavilion closed the six-month cultural program with the October 8th through 11th by performances by the Boys Choir of Harlem, bringing to a conclusion a cultural and sports program that saw more than 3,500 artists and performers from across the U.S. arriving in Spain and presenting their talents at this World's Fair. The Paragon Ragtime Orchestra, led by founder and conductor Rick Benjamin, served as an official U.S. ambassador of goodwill at the 1992 Universal Exposition there in Spain. Their historic participation significantly helped the orchestra strengthen its international following while introducing authentic American ragtime music and more to a global audience. The PRO was explicitly selected by the U.S. government to serve as an official cultural representative at the fair. The orchestra undertook an extended engagement at the exposition, basing their operations and performances out of the official U.S. pavilion. The orchestra performed as part of the formal U.S. National Day ceremony held at the fair's Palenque Theater. The event featured high-profile speeches and MCs like Hollywood stars Barbara Eden and Tony Randall. During their residency, the PRO performed dozens of live concerts to packed audiences. They played for hundreds of thousands of international visitors over the course of the fair. For a vast majority of the European and global fairgoers, the PRO showcase was their very first time hearing or learning about ragtime. To celebrate their selection and capture the energy of the expo, the orchestra produced a special commemorative album titled That Demon Rag, American popular music from the ragtime era, and we're hearing it now. The album serves as a record of their Seville performances, compiling the most popular musical selections they played at the U.S. Pavilion, and it features 1900s tracks by American composers like Scott Joplin, U.B. Blake, and Jerome Kern. The project received widespread praise, including a 4-star review from the Philadelphia Inquirer, which called the performance sweet and stirring. Appropriately, this is a piece titled The Booster, An American Absurdity, and it was written by Mayhew Lake and performed on the album That Demon Rag that was celebrating the residency of the Paragon Ragtime Orchestra at Spanish Expo 92. The impact of their time in Spain was so powerful that Rick Benjamin, ever curious about all facets of music in America, devised a concert program featuring some of the representative composers and their works featured in the World's Fairs held in the United States in the late 19th and early 20th centuries. Here's a sample of some of the sounds he found. The recording is titled Meet Me at the Fair, Sounds from Great American World's Fairs. And because Rick Benjamin is a cultural historian as well, the context he provides in his program notes sheds light on the America reflected in this music. To mark America 250, we invited Rick Benjamin to share music from this recording and to tell us some of the fascinating stories about musical talents like Scott Joplin and John Philip Sousa and others we may not know. We've produced an hour-long special titled Meet Me at the Fair with delights like Meet Me in St. Louis, Louis, and the Telephone Gallop and lovely works as well. That's an expanded edition of Art Scene tomorrow at noon on WVIA. We set the stage today with some background on Rick Benjamin and the Paragon Orchestra.
The Paragon Ragtime Orchestra is now in its 40th year of operation. I started the group in 1986 as an undergraduate at the Juilliard School, and it was because of an accident. In one of my researches, I discovered the music library of a famous early 20th century musician named Arthur Pryor. And amongst his many abilities and talents, he was a conductor, he was a composer, he was the world's most famous trombonist too. But his conducting abilities took him into the earliest days of the phonograph, or rather the talking machine, as his company called it, the Victor Talking Machine Company. For Mr. Pryor was one of the studio conductors at that company and led more than 10,000 sessions for the Victor Company in the early 1900s. And for some reason, on days that he particularly liked what they were recording, he took the orchestrations home with him and kept them. And years and years later, in 1985, while I was an undergraduate student, I heard that the company that had acquired an old building full of this material had decided to send it all to a landfill. And that seemed wrong to me. So I swooped down and managed to collect all this material. It was almost 4,000 complete pieces for orchestra of all kinds. Popular music, there were marches, there were classical pieces, there were rags, there were excerpts and scores from Broadway shows. There were literally thousands of things, quite a few of them one of a kind, just didn't exist anyplace else. And I took this small truckload of material back with me to Juilliard and started this crazy thing called the Paragon Ragtime Orchestra. And it's been going full time ever since.
And why did you choose Paragon, Rick?
Well, I liked the advertising of the early 20th century, that unabashed sort of florid excitement, that electricity that was in the air of the culture at that time. And of course, the word paragon means the ultimate example of. And of course, it's quite what we say, exuberant for a young kid of 20 or so to name his brand new outfit the Paragon. I realized that even then. But I like the unabashed excitement of that word. And so we use that, and it's been going ever since. The only sort of hitch in the works has been that we play all kinds of music and always have. So we have never restricted ourselves to ragtime music. We've played classical music, even opera, all kinds of theater music and dance music and light classics as well. So the repertoire covers all this. And I've continued my practice of looking for historical American orchestra music in attics and basements. And over the last 40 years have found 22 more large collections. And now our music library is over 20,000 selections, which enables us to do theme concerts and theme recordings on almost any topic. I mean, maybe not Millard Fillmore's Cat's Pajamas or something like that, but big happenings of American history we can cover musically.
Where do you keep it, Rick?
Well, it's actually a problem because it's stored in several places. Some of it is in my office here in my home. I own a large barn, and a lot of it is stored there. Some of the super important things, we have a one-of-a-kind Gershwin overture. That's in the bank vault in the Northern Central Bank. But it is a problem, and I'm talking now with Susquehanna University, which is nearby, about creating a permanent home for all of this material there. because it, again, is literally tens of thousands of items, and many of them are one of a kind. The collection goes back to the 1830s, so the really beginnings of orchestral music in the United States into the 1930s. And it's about 3.5 tons of material, so we need a large space. But eventually, that will happen. In the meantime, it makes the stack of operetta waltzes that are currently holding up the corner of my desk come in handy in other ways.
Tell us about the genesis of this World's Fair project, because you were invited to take part in an expo in Spain.
Correct, yeah. Going back in the early days of Paragon in 1991, we'd been doing concerts for the Smithsonian Institution for the Department of Public Programs there. Started in 1988, summertime things. That was a lot of fun. And that led to an invitation in the early 90s to be the resident orchestra at the U.S. Pavilion for the World's Fair, which was coming up in 1992. And that was the celebration of the 500th anniversary of Christopher Columbus's discovery of the Americas. So we agreed to do that, and we packed up and went over to Sevilla for, I'm trying to remember, it was somewhere between 3 and 5 months, actually, we were on site. And we did, on most days, 3 concerts a day. So there's an afternoon one, an evening one, and then a really late night one, because in the summertime in Spain, people stay up. You know, they eat dinner at 10 o'clock at night, and they stay up until midnight or later. And of course, they sleep in the afternoon. So we would do those 3 concerts later in the day when it had cooled off, and went through a lot of repertoire. I brought maybe 200 or 300 different pieces to play. But we were there for months, and it was a tremendous learning experience for me, just thinking about, you know, the relationship of music and international crowds of people. You know, what do they expect? What is our function here? What are we supposed to be doing? And of course, our function was playing historical American music. But after a few weeks, I got to the point where I stopped introducing things like that with dates or anything else. I just would introduce the title of a piece and a composer, and we'd perform. And I discovered that that brought in the younger people. We had teenagers who'd come right up to the bandstand, and they would be dancing and would be playing a two-step from Chicago from 1911. And the fact that it wasn't anchored to any kind of history made it extra attractive, I think, to the youth of Europe at that time. But afterwards, especially, I started collecting World's Fair memorabilia. I just got interested in this whole subject because it's so fascinating. Going back to the Crystal Palace in England in 1851, just the idea of having an international festival where tens of millions of people would gather to share their cultures and their ideas and their dreams is just an incredibly inspiring and uplifting thing. And eventually the idea struck me, wouldn't it be interesting to do a concert program dealing with the music that was presented at these events, because they were extremely musical kinds of things that really that's you need music to celebrate, and that's what drew people together at these events. And eventually came up with a live concert program called Meet Me at the Fair. And we'd done that for a couple of years. And then I thought, well, we actually need to record this so that more people can hear all this music. And that's what happened.
The Cascades by Scott Joplin from Meet Me at the Fair. We heard from conductor and historian Rick Benjamin, who's built his career, actually, on the discovery and performance of American music from the late 19th and early 20th centuries. He is the founder and director of the Paragon Ragtime Orchestra, all based here in Lewisburg. And he uses his extraordinary 20,000 title collection of historical theater and dance orchestra scores and more as the basis of the music they perform in concert here, around the country, and around the world, in fact. And in anticipation of America 250, we invited Rick Benjamin to share music from this recording, Meet Me at the Fair, because the stories he will tell us about Scott Joplin and John Philip Sousa and others reflect actually the America of the music. And so we learn not just about the composers, but about 1876 in America, and then on and on as we move from Chicago to Buffalo to St. Louis and out to San Francisco. So we've produced an hour-long special titled Meet Me at the Fair, and we will air that program tomorrow at noon. We sat down with Rick Benjamin and selected as many as we could. There are 19 tracks on the album, and we tried to get in as many as we could, and there's some marvelous stories, and it just seems so appropriate as we mark this 4th of July weekend, 2026. So that's Meet Me at the Fair tomorrow at noon, featuring Rick Benjamin and highlights from Meet Me at the Fair, sounds from the Great American World's Fairs, noon again on WVIA.